Begin the current time, Masech this Eiv and Daf Yud Ches, begin the Med Alpha, begin to taste the mask that begins with the Gemara, Asol Yud Koren Motor. Even if it's 10 Kor, it's going to be permitted, which Tais is going to explain the reason why the sages were so lenient regarding the Pasen. Because the Taisis is going regarding the Halacha, the Mishnah, that for the Eiler Golem, they were lenient and they allowed the area around the pit for the water, for the animals to be surrounded with these four Diyumnin, which Achlekes is 10 or 13 and a third Amos. But be that as it may, it's a large area. Now, that Buddha said, he says, no, that area can't be as big as you want it to be. It can't be more than two sa. So the Chacham said to him, what do you mean? That halacha, it doesn't apply to a chatzar. It's only by, let's say, karfif. That you limit to two sa. But these things which are mukav ladira, as all these cases of deer and the sar and all these different things, that can be even bigger, as Atez of Maskla says, even more than that. It can be even till 10 kor. So, regarding this permissibility, Pirsha Kondras Rashi explains that so to Bahani Pasi Berois, Nami, that's what the Chamar are essentially telling Rabbi Yehuda. The boards of the wells, there also has a halacha of a chatzar, which was surrounded for residential purposes. Since the waters are fit for a person to drink, it's considered a utility of a bona fide residential purpose, and therefore you're not limited to the halacha of Tusa. And Tais comes and explains, says, but in Lahaksh, don't ask him, if that's the case, Samayam, but Gemara, then why does the Gemara say, must need like Rabbi Kiva, that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva? And what was the proof? Midalaikaton, the Bairois, from the fact that it doesn't say pits, it only says wells. So obviously, according to the halacha of the Mishnah, that a Bairois is not going to help Pasin, which is not like Rabbi Kiva, who he said that a Bairois Harabim would work. That, as Tais says, but Dilma, not could be Rais. But wait a second, maybe there's a reason why it says in the Mishnah, be Rais, and not Bairis, is not to exclude Bairis, it's just to tell you the Chiddush in the Be'er, to tell you that even though that we're talking about that there's a Chiddush over there, that Fila Yud Karin Shari, that since it's a Be'er, which therefore it's fit for a person to drink also, so then that's something that's for residential purposes, because a person could drink from it, and therefore that's why you could let it even up until 10 kor. But had we said it only by Bairis, which is not fit for a person to drink, and it's something that it might cease to be, that's not considered residential purposes for a human being, and therefore we would not have permitted in those boards more than two sauce. So maybe that's why we picked the Bairis. So what was the Gemara's question on Rabbi Kiva? And that's to say, for someone you could say is the Masnitin. No, you can't say that to have answered that, because the Mishnah started off being Rabbi Yehudi. That he doesn't let even by a well to have elabes asayim, not more than two saw. And for that reason itself, the Gemara could not have explained the halacha of the Mishnah to tell you, oh, but we specifically picked be'er only to tell you that it'd be more than two saw to be up until 10 kor, because it's not true. It's going like a Yehuda, who holds actually cannot be. And therefore, that's what the Gemara was saying. It's obviously not like a Bekiba, because or else you should have said, even by the case of bar. Then Tais asks a related question. Then Tais, if you're going to say, Tais asks it to take a second look. It says, what's the difference regarding the halacha of the caravan, which we had in the previous mission? Even the Rabban, who they're the more lenient interpretation, they say, but okay, although we could let you surround yourself as much as you need to, but you can't have at least two saw of area that's empty, that's not being utilized. Now, over here by the boards, the boards as a enclosure is more inferior than the halacha of the ropes. Like the Gemara itself says that that's considered closed off, here it's more breached. And yet still, and still we don't require this limitation that you shouldn't have two saw of area open. Why not? Why shouldn't it for sure have that limitation? Well, that's the sense of your what you could say is no, because the Gabi Shia Rabbi caravan, Hoyl Manasl Tzach Shah, since that's only temporarily, that's what it is, a caravan, they're traveling. So, Lehav Chashav Mukub Ladir Kamai Pass, and therefore it's not so considered as surrounded for residential purposes like boards. And therefore, by boards, we are more lenient, and you don't need to have that you shouldn't have two saw of open space. Uinami, another interpretation is, Gabi Oilur Gol Mekilu. By those who are being Oilur Egel, we're lenient for them. And therefore, Vechshiva Pasin Kamei Mechitza Gemara, therefore they consider the boards like bona fide walls. Bona fide walls, you don't have to have that, you don't have two soft open space. And where we find such a precedent, Kamei Shekilin in parts of Merubah La'ime, like Tais has previously said on the previous stuff, that they were lenient regarding that by passing by the boards of the well, you could have more breached area than closed area. So therefore, since we see that they're lenient, so therefore we could say that they had this leniency too of even being more than two saw of open space. But Mekamakam still says, but you still have to explain the way Rashi is saying it, The chashivi pasim mukam lagimin is addressing a question regarding what he just said. If we're saying it's a leniency, so why do you have to say the Rashi that Rashi has to explain, or we could say to the boards as enclosing residential purposes, and that's why do you have to say that? Why can't you just say, oh, we're lenient? And avabish enon darsham, even though a person doesn't dwell over there, and therefore would be permitted even more than Beis Hasayim. Whereas, why do you need Rashi to say that? The reason why you need to say that is because if you didn't consider it surrounded for residential purposes, then you wouldn't be able to have an area more than two saw. Rather, you'd be limited to four amas. And don't say, and this is what Tez is addressing, that, oh, wait a second, maybe it's just one of the leniencies that we said. So it says, no, because if you don't say what we're saying, that they consider as surrounded for residential purposes, rather just because of leniency, so Tikshu Masin Rabban Reb Chanina. Then you would have to ask from this Mishnah Rabban Reb Chanina, because the Baal Ben Pegado, he won't say later on, the Mechit Sashin Mukavis Ladiri, says any partition that's not surrounding for residential purposes, Laishma Mechit is not considered as a partition. We had the part for Rabbi Yechon, and he asked Rabbi Yechon, the Amid that says Mechitza, it is a partition, Elshem Mechazar, the urn is just lacking dwellers. So, according to Bezana Mechitza, rather obviously, you have to say like Rashi that no, the boards are considered Mukav Ladir, and therefore, biblically, it is Rishos Yochan. Therefore, you let it go ahead and take the water from the pit and put on the ground between the boards. And that's why you still need, even though we're saying there's leniencies, but as much as leniency, it has to be a Mechitza, and it's all a Mechitza, according to Rabbi Chanina, if it was hukaf ladir. Next says the master begins towards the Gemara, bar luchud or beir luchud. A pit is one thing and a well is something else. Tej explains what the Gemara's question, that the Mishnah is not like Hananya, because the Gemara says, our Mishnah that allows pasim liberais is not like Hananya. Why? Because we had a braisa that Hananya said that no, for bar you can only make the ropes, which are the horizontal ropes with love, but not the pasim. That doesn't work. The Gemara says, no, you can say the halacha of the Mishnah like Hananya too. As our Tej de Masla saying, oh, there's something about a pit and something about a well. Chanan says forbidden from a pit of gathered water, which that could stop. So therefore, we're concerned that there's not going to be any mechitzas, and you still might have to come to carry. But our mission is talking about a bear, which is beirois, oh, that's not going to stop, and therefore, even Chanan would agree it's going to work. Now, what's bothering Tesis is, wait a second, so then what was the Gemara's question? If you read the words, obviously, Chanan was saying bear, and our mission is talking about beirois, it's talking about a bear. So says Tesis, Hamachinami, you're right, the question are also, how you day or new, Sheikhilik bein bear lebeir. You know there's a difference between a pit and a well. Masnine, which that's the case of the Mishnah, which is beirois. And the Shoyim and Daki Lefarish, but still he was being precise to explain the words of Chananya in the Braisa, which Chananya only said that you can make ropes for the pit, but not boards. Now, but Midalei Pirish, but Milsei Pasal Be'er, from the fact that it doesn't say in his statement that you could make, however, boards for well, why doesn't he say that? Machal Delei Maflik, obviously it does not differentiate, and therefore we can still ask the question. And actually, it says Kamashim Daki Mesamach, like the Igadami actually says this form of the question. Taisa says that's inherent in the first version too. And Tesh just points out, but the Nava Mutzal Meimah, the truth of the Gemara Kerub Osa said, must think, look at Tanakama. It's not like the Tanakama of Hanani either, who he said that you could make pasin for the bar, because the Mestin, because in the Amish, we learned, no, the Dafke Be'er, but Loi Bar, we learned that specifically a well and not a pit. So therefore, the Gemara Kerub really asked on the Tanakama and not just on Hanani. Chin next time, the Master begins with the Gemara Bar Luchud, like we said in the previous Dema Maslam, that there's something different about a pit. Tesh explains, what is that difference? Which Perish Rashi Rashi explains, because bar mayim mechunasim, a pit is gathered water. David the Paskin, that could cease to be. There's no spring under it, and therefore that's why it's worse off. And that's why Chananya would say that was forbidden in contrast to Halacha Mishnah, which was a bear. Now, and that Tosafot addresses a question. It says Vavkav to come birgol. Though later on the parakom time to be in mayim chayim. The Gemara says the reason why we need to have it to be living waters, which what a bear is mishum. Regarding whatever the mandam it's explaining with it. It's saying Mishum Divina Midi Dichaz L'Adam, because we need it to be something that's fit for a person, in contrast to pit water. It's not really so fit for a person. So wait a second. So you see that's the reason of the Be'er different than the Bur. It's not because if it stops or it doesn't stop, it's because of the quality of the water. It says Tesh no high time alay shaykh libid ben baba. That Gemara is talking about the regarding libid ben baba. Dama, his opinion that he says in the Mishnah over there is Ein Oysten Pasna El Be'er Ram Lavad, that you only make boards for a public well, which has to be for a public and a well. Oh, the time, and that reason must be, as the Gemara explains, Mishum Deblei Midl Chaz L'Adam, has to be because it's fit for a human to drink. Because the Imishum Deblei Paski, if you would think it's like we're explaining over here in our Gemara, which is the way Rashi says, because the water would stop, then even the water of a pit would also be okay. The In Lachish Deblei Paski, we don't have to be concerned that it's going to stop, because even if it would stop, other people from the Rab would notify and we wouldn't run into the problem. So obviously from the fact that he's saying Be'er HaRabim must be because of the quality of the water of the Mayim Chaim part. But regarding the other Tanaim, which we're discussing over here in our Gemara, Tamayim Mishim Lepaski, that reason is like Rashi explains, because it doesn't stop. Because if you would think to say that it's because of the quality of the water, then that's why Be'er HaRabim Namilim, and even the public pit should also not work. And from the fact that we say that Be'er HaRabim does work, it's just Be'er HaYachad that doesn't, is obviously because of the problem of running into that the water might stop and they might not realize, which is only concerned for Yachid, not for Rab. Continuing, says the Master begins with the Gemara Bishul Melamad Meparatz of Yonsei, according to the one who says that it was a whole face. Hayne Bechulu, Chase explains this concept as it relates to a Gemara elsewhere of the creation of Machab, which the Gemara had a Machlekes, was what does it mean? But even the Shemakim as a tzela, the side, was it a tail, was it a face? So the Gemara goes through different psukim and explains it according to either Manda Amar. So one of them was, it says, Zachan Nekeva Bera'am, which is in the plural. Sounds like the Manda Maparzev. So the Gemara says, no. The other Manda Amar could tell you that it also says, Oisei, and rather, Olabem Machshava to make two, but he only made one. Now, it says, Taisis Mikan, from over here, that it sounds like the coin Manda Maparzev, that, which means that there's two faces. That's the Pasuk Zachan Nekeva Bera'am, according to them. So Rivam. So Rivam asked a question from this. Rashi says the Pirsh Bereish Ksubis, he explains the beginning of Ksubis, Daf Chesem and Aleph. I think they're discussing how many Sheva Brachas. One of the Sheva Brachas is Bar Paragovin, so you're really left with six or five. Some would make five, some would make six. Why is that? So the one who made five didn't say Yitzar Adam. One that said six also said Yitzar Adam and Asher Yitzar Adam B'tzame. So the Gemara says, what's the Machlikas? The one who holds that there is only one Yetzira, so he's only going to make one bracha. You don't have to make it twice. The one who holds that, no, there is two, so therefore he's going to make both brachas. Now, so on that says Rashi, that Beis Yetzira Saba. What does it mean that there is two formations? Well, Lekach Baruch Shem definitely made two brachas, which is Yetzir Adam, Ba'asher Yatzar, Sa'adam, Betzalma, etc. Now, Rashi explains that the one who's making two creations is Davik Mandam Mizanov. It's like the Mandam who says that Chaba was a tail. And therefore, there had to be two creations. One is from the Adam, and then the tail, which was made into Chaba. That's what bothers the Rivam from our Sogi over here. It sounds like that according to Mandam, that the Chaba was a part of, that was the two Yetziris, where Adam and Chaba were created together, but they had to separate them. And that's what we say, Zachan Nekeva Bra'am, it was in the plural. The creation. That was two Yetziris, two creations, meaning at the same time. Whereas actually sounds like according to Mandama that it was a tail, there was one Yetzira, and that's what the Gemara says in our Sugya, that's the singular Betel became Baro Isai, it was one creation, meaning at that time. Which is not like Rashi, which says that the two is the two different times, which that's like the Manda Amar of Zana. But moreover, says Taisi the Basach, subsequently the Gemara says over there, and that Gemara and Ksubis, Lekuli Amachav Yetzirav. Actually, according to everyone, there was one Yetzir. But Marasa Babasa Machshavas, in one says we go based on what Hashem, so to speak, initial thought was. Marasa Babasa Maisel's in, and the other one says we go based on an actual what happened. Now, says Taisa, behind the commander Mazanov. That's like the Manda Amar, who says that Chava was originally an appendage to Adam. Because I'll leave it today, because according to him, there's Shina Hamikroik Rebavo, we expound these psukim like Rebavo, whereas according to Manda Baparzov, we don't say that there was any difference between Machshavah and Maisa. Just like Hashem thought to make two, he made two. So therefore, Lekach Nira says, it would seem the Shtei Yetziris Hava, that when we say that there is two formations, and therefore you make two brachas by the Sheva brachas, and the Manda Amma parts of that, that's like Manda Amma who says that it was a separate face. And therefore, the Gemara Ksubis makes sense. That the one who made two brachas holds like Manda Amma, that it was a parts of, meaning the two Yetziris are not two subsequent Yetziris. Meaning initially, at the one time, there was two Yetziris because there was two halves. The one who made one bracha, Hosek Manda Mazanav, which is one Yetzir, because there was only one creation, which was that of Adam, and there was no Chava over there because she was a Zanav, she was an appendage to Adam Arish.